This is Rich Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Hey, baseball fans, you got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from, where the hell are we? St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's game is at 7:05 p.m., but we thought it was at 1:05 p.m., so we made the hour and a half long drive, the 2 hour long drive, early this afternoon. And visits from players. Ironically, we thought we were going to be late.
And this year, we're featuring advanced camps for kids ages 14 to 17.
Anyway, so we've been killing time here in St. Petersburg all afternoon. It seems like a pretty nice little town. Progress Energy Park, on the other hand, is kind of shitty.
And we'll announce the winner.
We're over here in section 2, which is way down the left field line. And by way down, I mean it extends all the way to third base. Looks like beyond us there's some grass seating. The entranceway to section 2 is blocked off, apparently closed for a private party. Have you ever heard of a private party in a stadium that closes off entrances? I think that's going to be like a fire hazard or something. In any event, I was really irritated to have to walk down to the next exit to go find a bathroom, and the bathroom was rotten. So just really, Progress Energy Park. People drawing the chalk lines are doing it with those hand carts. They didn't even have a stencil to put in the batter's box, as the guy had to like eyeball it. I don't know, man. This is just seeming like it's a really sketchy park, and I'm really, really unimpressed.
Fans, the 2006 season.
Plus, as you can hear behind me, the announcements have started going like 10 minutes ago and have not stopped. It's just constant. You can't even talk to the people beside you because it's so freaking noisy. So, and plus it's freezing cold. It's just like, since we thought it was a day game, we had dressed in our t-shirts, and thank goodness we didn't wear shorts because we would be like human icicles out here. We're under our blankets, doing the best we can to keep ourselves warm and waiting for the game to start. Already fairly irritated. So, hopefully the Reds won't suck or else my irritation level will rise even more.
Play ball!
It's top of the first. The resident Philly fanatic wannabe, Raymond the blue fuzzy thing, was walking around top of the Devil Rays, dugout. I was walking through the crowd. You know, I just hate that thing. Oh! Pitch totally knocked Friel's helmet off. Damn, that helmet went up about 2 feet above his head before he hit the ground. He spun around a couple times. Oh, that smarted like hell. It's so cold here that my kid had his head all the way under the blanket during the national anthem. And he was just a little lump watching his SpongeBob episodes on the Game Boy SP.
All right!
Phil steals second. And Dwayne Wise walks. Guess Friel didn't need to steal that base. He's just showing him up.
Rich Aurelia.
Trying out them new skills. Hey, listen to the ovation for Aurelia. His family must be here. That's not me. Aurelia tries to fight one off and ends up knocking it into play between the pitcher and the first baseman. He's out easily at first, so he does move over Friel and DeWise to second and third. Third and second, I think. Javi's up. What's he doing swinging at that crowd? Ah, nice. Base hit out into right, shallow right field. Two RBI.
Huh?
Yeah, the white. All right, Kearns at bat. He was giving away free Rays t-shirts to the first, I don't know how many people, but since we were like about the second people through the gate today, thanks to our getting into town at 12:30, we were definitely among those who got them. So my four-year-old is sitting here in an extra-large-size shirt, which would be too big for me. It's ridiculous on him. It looks like an altar boy or something. The altar boy for the Church of the Rays. Oh.
Get down the line! Get down the
basement,
line!
Third basement, bobbles out, and everyone's safe. All right. Whoops. Who was that? Is that Huff?
Huff.
The one decent, player on this team. Can't pick up Kearns' dribbler to third. All right, Lurie's at the plate. 1-0. What a friggin' shot. Heck yeah! Lurie hits it to deep left field, but the left fielder has it. Everyone retreats because as of that point, it was still only one out. Seventh batter to go to the plate, Jacob Cruz. Double steal. Oh, no, he walked him. And Menichino at the plate. Two outs. Reds already scored two in the top of the first inning, and they're having a conference on the mound. The one cool part about Progress Energy Field is that the Wi-Fi access for the press box is unlocked and accessible even from our seats down. And no kidding, I am behind third base. Apparently, there's actually several Wi-Fis available here, but I didn't bring in my laptop. I should have. It would be making me a lot warmer. All right! Menichino. Menichino grounded one to the shortstop. He picked it up and way over through the first baseman. So that becomes he gets two RBI on that, two runs score. Cruz is at third, Menichino's at second.
Let's go, Aubrey!
And that is the race. That is the race, second error of the top of the first inning. Cada, the ninth batter of the top of the first inning. Cada there grounded to first base to end this treacherous
and
top
right
of the
now,
first inning.
For Cincinnati.
He missed that one right between the pitcher and the catcher. LaRue was right there. Three up, three down for her.
Bring that caterpillar out.
Yeah. I'm all for more innings like that. I'm much less likely to actually die of hypothermia if we have more innings like that. So the top of the second begins much the same way the top of the first began. Real hits one to right field, looks like it's going to be caught. And there ends the similarities to the top of the first. Dwayne Wise, who at Fin Daddy's the other day was wearing a watch that was just completely encrusted in diamonds. All right, Dwayne knocks one into the left center field. Pickoff attempt.
That was number two, wasn't it?
Pickoff attempt number two? If it was, I wasn't paying attention to the other one. But Wise is in safe. There's pickoff attempt two, or perhaps number three. Dude, he stepped off the rubber like four times now. Cheapers, creepers. So now the shortstop and the catcher coming out for a conference. They got something to say. Pickoff attempt.
Nice move.
Like 3 minutes.
This is getting old, dude. Throw the pitch. Pitch out. Freaking pitch out. It was a pitch out. Come on. Cheapers, creepers. Okay, now really is out of the box, rolling his eyes. Understandably so.
There he goes.
Oh, and so sweet, because Dwayne has attempted the steal. Oh, and he has tripped over second base, and he does not look good at all. He is crying. He's on the... Oh my God. That doesn't look good at all. It looked like he was trying to slide, and then somehow he ended up tripping over the bag. And that was out three, so all of the Rays are going in, but Wise is on the ground out there by second base, looking like he's in agony. It's just sickening. Just sickening because you watch the guy go down like that, and you're thinking, you know, here's a guy who had a really good chance of making the team. And if the difficulty he's having getting off the field looks like his left knee is already swollen, is any indication how badly he's injured, we're not going to see him for quite a while. It's just, that sucks. Poor guy. Double play. Broken bat ended up all the way in the grass behind the shortstop. Top of the third. Reds are up 4-0. Jacob Cruz at the bat. Kearns on third. Two outs in the inning. Whew. And it is freaking freezing cold. He calls off another one. Way, way over the center field. Off the roof. That's down on the concourse somewhere, I imagine. And it apparently hit someone's car and broke their windshield.
They should
have known better than to park that close to the stadium. Really. There is a kid walking by eating an ice cream cone. He must be a nut job. And here's a woman coming by with Dippin' Dots. And a guy with a cold beer. Doesn't he know he should be getting hot beer? Alright, Minikino knocks it into center field to the waiting hands of their no-name center fielder. And the inning is over. There's never been a team that I've recognized fewer of the names of than Tampa Bay.
Like a year or two ago, when Tampa Bay's kind of was like
25. There you go.
And here is number 8, Paul. They can't even afford to put his last name on his shirt. It's a tragedy, I tell you. 3 batters, 3 deep outfield flyouts. Hang in there, hurry. Starting off the top of the 4th. And I'm all sitting all here by myself with 2 blankets on me, trying to get warm while my husband and son are out getting me that ever traditional baseball favorite, a hot dog and some coffee. We're in the back row of the box seat section. And right behind us is one of those handicapped areas, so there is a metal railing sitting right behind my seats. And like 3 times now, I've put my head back for some reason and just knocked myself in the head with something fierce on this metal railing. And I think it's making me stupider.
The first baseman,
so,
number 78.
If you start noticing a drop off in the quality of my post, if you know my level of vocabulary starts going down, or I start making more grammatical mistakes, that may be the reason why. Man, Naren would love this guy because he is not afraid of the pickoff attempt. Friel stealing second. There's a pitch out. Oh, he's out. I can't believe it. It finally worked. In the bottom of the 4th. After that last inning, I wonder how much longer Harang's going to last. I guess he probably wouldn't be scheduled to do more than 2 more innings anyway. With the cold weather like it is and those 3 rather hard-hit fly balls against Tampa Bay. We'll have to see. Well, his first pitch is a strike. 0-1. Oh, that one's hit deep to center field. Friel's on it. Oh, but it's off the wall. He's going for the inside deck. 0-1. Is not agree. I think that may be the first time I've ever seen one of those. That was a ball that was hit all the way to the center field wall, and it bounced off maybe halfway down the center field wall, and Friel knocked into the wall when he was trying to get it, but he was still the first one to get it back, and he related it to Cato there, I think, and then Cato related to LaRue, and LaRue thought he had him, and I kind of agree, I think maybe he did, but he was called safe. That is the first time I think that I have seen an inside-the-park home run in a Major League Baseball game. I realize it's not a regular season game, but there's still Major League players, sort of.
Hard hit! Keep that going!
So, double razor on the board, inside-the-park home run. All right, so shortstop and double play. Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hubby and son are back with the hot dog. Apparently the coffee was still brewing. Oh! Hobby hits one to the wall in right field, but it just goes just by. But this foot-long hot dog he's got here is kind of jiggly. Friend pops one up. Flies out to center field. And the Reds threat in the fifth inning is ended. Norris Hopper's birthday is apparently today. It was just announced over the loudspeaker. And apparently his first name is Norris. I had no idea. I'm going into the bottom of the fifth. The Reds lead 4-1. He's 1-2 on Lee. And struck him out. Go hooray. Way to prove me wrong. The three of us are huddled together between two seats with two blankets over us to try to keep warm. And the last Tampa Bay threat has just flied out to center field. And this game is officially more than half over. It's freezing cold here at the stadium tonight. And we did that really stupid thing where you apply for a credit card to get a free blanket.
I hope I'm rejected. I don't have to cancel it.
I'm afraid you're not going to be rejected, my dear. You're not going to be rejected. We're going to get junk mail for the rest of our lives. But it is helping us keep warm. Wow. But going to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Reds are up 4-1, and Harang is back out there for his sixth inning. You know, two, three innings ago, I said that I didn't think he was going to last through the fifth.
Looking off for the Rays, the center fielder, number four, Joey.
Last could have been that hard. They only got four hits total.
No, they were all getting caught. Like they were deep to the outfield.
Oh, okay.
You know, their second baseman tripped Wise and may have taken off for the season for all we know. Their pitchers have hit two of our batters. Where's Ryan here? I think, you know, not going to lose block offs in order. Of course, he could just strike him out. It makes him look like an idiot, too. Seriously, it's going to be a freaking freezing cold walk back to the parking garage.
I know. It's okay. We can wrap, each have a blanket for us, Joe.
I'll have to wrap you up in one first because you'll be carrying winter.
There's no one there, Friel.
There's no one covering Friel. The pitcher threatened to throw back to second base. Friel goes diving back. There's no one there to cover. Let him throw. See how well that works out for him.
Yes.
Warm up, get drunk. Hot beer here. Friel stealing third. And he's safe. Third baseman can't handle the ball. Well, it really is on second. After hitting a little, where did that even go? To the pitcher?
No, shortstop. It was ground ball short.
He threw it to home to get Friel in the run.
Running at second base for Cincinnati, number six, Jeff Bennen.
You know what that was by Aurelio.
At the plate, designated hitter, number 17, Javier Valentin.
Yeah.
Bennen.
He knows how to play the game. He knows how to play the game. And since he knows how to run, they're going to take him out and put Bennen in. Manichino at third, Kata at short.
That's Bannon at short.
Bannon at short. Manichino's at second. Is that what's going on there? And Abad at first. Why are we watching the rest of this game? All right! Ross hit a lovely double down the third baseline. Got in pinch runner Norris Hopper. Or, as the guy in the PA system said, Norris Cooper. Why is it that no spring training park has cup holders? It's not as if you don't need to get a drink.
Does.
Which one?
Phillies.
Philly. Oh, of course, the Phillies.
That's why. Do you know when it was built? Yeah. This century.
I tell you what, that Phillies park is something else.
It's because of the idea of cup holders and seats at stadiums is apparently new.
Well, you know, at least over at McKechnie, they gave you bottles instead of glasses. So the fact that you didn't have a cup holder wasn't as big a deal. You put your glass on the ground, you're going to knock it over, or you're going to get dirt in it.
Yeah.
Abad, what, grounds out to short to end the top of the eighth. Yeah, it's going to be weird to be, like, one of the like prime relievers because you come into the game when all the other, like, people, like, all the other, you know, big prospects or whatever are already out. All the other big players, I guess, are already out. When does, you know, Coffee ever come in with the people he'll actually eventually play with? One pitch out on the first one, strike out on the second one. Here's the guy with a first name for a last name, number eight, Paul. How will Coffee get him out?
I've got season tickets to the Braves games.
Go,
go, go! Oh my gosh, you were so right. Ground ball
you
to short.
Doubted me.
You are a genius. Three up and three down for Coffee. Easy fly ball to center.
Can of corn.
Yeah. But it's from Javi, so it's spicy corn.
Norris Hooper.
Well, after apparently a horrific pitch that bounced in front of the plate, ball induces an infield fly. Okay, what do you call that then? An infield grounder that flew really high in the air on the bounce that he caught and threw first. 6-2 now. Green had a RBI single through right past the second baseman.
Mount Maniscalco.
Belial's not having a great night. Gotta tell you. So Belial walks one. They got runners on first and second. Belial, having walked the previous batter on four pitches, induces a fly ball that is caught by Aaron Holbert, and the game is over. Holler friggin' Luya. So the score was 6-2. Reds had 6 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The Devil Rays had 2 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. All those errors were on the third base. Now I'm going to take my cold ass home and see if I'm about editing this file and see if there's anything at all worth putting up on the website.
Bob, the Rays family, this is Bill Couch saying, have a good night, everyone.
Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or via email at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.